You have joined the party chat. Welcome to our welcome to our podcast, everyone. This is our new podcast, Party Chat. We have three special, amazing, awesome people here today, and hopefully in each of these forever. We've got Jazzy Guns.
Bang bang, gang gang.
We've got Dwayne King.
Hello.
Okay.
That's hello.
We've got Charlie. Hey, Charlie. I'm Chucky.
What's up?
Oh, dear. And I'm your host, I, Christine. Today, we are going to be talking about PlayStation 5. Okay, so I was stretching when I said it. That's why I sounded a little weird.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Just to let y'all know. So for you lovely people, what did you think about the conference?
I think that it was a great conference, but
always a but.
They never set a price for this PlayStation. True. That True. Is the thing that I was missing from the whole entire thing. It was like a 2-hour tease. They teased you like the shapes of the buttons for about 30 minutes. And then they finally started showing, like, you know, the games and everything, which was cool because we got, like, you know, Miles Morales, Spider-Man game coming out. We didn't even know that was coming.
Right.
And things like Ratchet and Clank, that's coming back.
Oh, yes.
And that was super fun when I was a child. So playing it again as an adult is going to be super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And new games coming out, Horizon came back. So it was a lot, but I was just looking for that price. But I guess that Sony is not going to reveal their price until Xbox reveals their price. So it's just like a waiting game.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same.
Yeah, I know, because they've been rumoring the price. Have y'all all seen the rumor price, the $7.99?
$7.99?
No.
That's been the rumoring price. Like, people have been rumoring the price. Uploaded like clips, because usually GameStop will always mess up at this point. You know how, like, some people, they'll go to like their website and it'll be there sometime.
Yeah.
But some people go on certain sites and they were finding $7.99 as the price, like when you go through the coding of the site and everything, and people were uploading it. So
really,
I don't know. I mean, I can't see it being off. I would hope that's not the case, but I can't see that being off, because usually the systems are around like $500-$600 when they come out.
And I'm expecting like $5.99, not
$7.99. Yeah, I was expecting the same around the $5-$6, but I can see $7.99 being a thing, because the way they're upgrading these new systems, the way things are going, it might be that direction.
That's a steep price.
Yeah, it's very steep.
I'm thinking that it's going to be $4.99.
Yeah, $7.99 is crazy.
Because, like, now, especially like in the times that we're in right now, like with COVID and people filing for unemployment and everything, I think that if they were to drop it and have it at such a high price, like $5.99 up, like a lot of people won't be able to afford that. So I'm thinking that maybe the I'm thinking that it might be $4.99.99 for the digital version, and then for the digital will probably be like $50 less or $40 less, maybe like $4.50.99. That's what I'm thinking in my mind.
Oh,
so yeah, I'm sure, of course. Speaking of that, like with the, because I know we have the physical and the digital one. Digital one, obviously, you're going to only play digital. It's not even a disc drive. But the physical one, can it do both?
I imagine that was my
only beef at first. Like, I'm hoping, like, because don't get me wrong, even me, I always go physical. But however, some things are only digital.
You have a lot of digital games.
Yeah, especially being YouTubers,
dumb if they don't do
we
both.
Get games sent to us a lot. Yeah. So it's like, I hope it's not both separate and like just one can do both and one just has its own.
No, I imagine we can do both.
I would want to buy the disc version, because who knows what I'm going to get in the future.
Yep.
If I get the digital version and then say somebody gives me, you know, a disc as a gift or something like that, I have nowhere to put it to. So I'd rather just get the disc.
You could just lay it on the top of it.
Right. Like, that game is fun.
Like, you know what, that would be real fun to play. Unfortunately, I got the wrong version.
Thanks for this gift.
Oh, that's funny. So yeah. Dwayne, for you, what did you think of the conference?
I thought it could have been better.
I'm sorry. Oh, really? I'm gonna be that person.
Yeah, I agree.
It could have been better.
Okay.
I do agree.
You say you sound so better. Dark saying it could have been better.
It could have been better. It could have been better. Like, I know, like, a few of the, like, I trust me, I do like that they have indie developers there, because I did see a lot of indie games there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the indie games do look good. I just feel like sometimes you were looking at the trailer like, okay, what is this? Like, I didn't get any really good context of what the game is gonna be like,
okay,
or how it's gonna play like, because, you know, most of the time in cinematic, so like I would have liked some more news, like, especially what really got me disappointed was Grand Theft Auto 5. Okay,
yeah, okay, we kind of stealing each other.
Why?
Same things here.
Where's Grand Theft Auto 6? Where is it?
Look.
Where's Bully 2? Where's that?
Look.
Okay.
Really quick. So
there's only been one of them.
So really quick, me and Dwayne definitely hit some, like, the same exact points. My thing is, I was a little disappointed. Of just a little bit. I loved it overall. Oh. I was a little disappointed. It felt very indie-ish to me. Like, it felt very like indie setup. And it also, yeah, even though I'm not even a GTA player.
The conference did?
Yeah, like the games, everything. Like it felt like it was a big indie convention almost. But even I'm not a GTA player, I was expecting to see GTA 6. When I saw GTA 5, it peed me off, because I was like, bro, this is legit going on to damn near the third generation at this point. Like, mm-hmm, let it go.
Well, I guess so, because GTA 5 has been out for like, what, PS3. Like 8 years?
Yeah, it's like, come on now.
Yeah, P3, right?
It was on PS3, yeah. And then they ported it for PS4, and now I guess PS5 they're going to port PS6 it again.
It's just remastering again.
Yeah, for again.
Like, bro.
This is the last one y'all going to get.
I want to cut you off, Dwayne, but I just like, a lot of points you were hitting, I was just going to be repeating you next, because those are like my exact same things also.
No, I you understand. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, and it's not PlayStation's fault, because they haven't bought like Rockstar Games, so it's not their fault.
Right.
You know, but it's just like, okay, this is like, you know, a big event that y'all having a PS5 reveal, and you're telling me I wouldn't even had it in my event, honestly. I've been like,
I would have not, yeah. Because I feel like it did upset people more than it made people happy. Because it's like, wait, GTA again, GTA 5 again? It's like, bro, come on, where's 6 at? Like, move on.
And the way they made it look, it was like almost like, oh yeah, they had monologues and stuff, mm-hmm, and it looked like, okay, he's like, oh, where we going? Like, are they about to make it? They hyped you up. They hyped you up. Right. They hyped you up just to say that. Right. And then they just say, oh no, oh no, 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 no.
Here's another.
I do think it should have been like a shorter clip, because I mean, it's cool, the whole thing of letting us know that, okay, it's going to be free when PS5 comes in, it's going to be free. But then also, if you have it right now, you get $1 million each month. So those are two really cool attributes for people who play the game. Like I do, I haven't played in a long time, but I'm going to, you know, at least boot it to catch that milli each month, you know.
Right,
it's a good trade-off too. It's a good trade-off, because like, if they're giving the game out like now for free, and people have already paid for it, they're like, well, why'd I pay for it, basically? But right, you're going to get those credits, basically, in-game if you already had it. So that's kind of like the big trade-off for if you didn't have it before and if you already do.
Mm-hmm. So I think there's a benefit to that, where it's not like, okay, well, you bought it here, so you're going to have to pay for it, pay another $6. You paid for it PS3. You possibly paid for it PS4. Now you got to pay for it PS5. I'm glad that that was not the case. You get it for free. But I do think that it should have been shorter. It shouldn't have been like a huge opening sequence, which was what it was.
The way they presented it made it think that you was getting another
one. Exactly. Right. I don't play GTA, but it's like, oh, snap. Because what GTA does for the gaming community is so dope to me. It brings out so many gamers, young, old, or
so
whatever.
Many mods.
Yeah, it's legit. Like, it's like its own era when it's like, it's not like you. All YouTube videos are about GTA. Everybody you know is on GTA at this point. At that point, mm-hmm, but I was like, man, like, yeah, it's just milking 5 so much to the point that 6, when it finally come out, people gonna probably be done. Like, bro, like, okay, it's finally here.
I don't think people will get like fatigued from it. Because one thing that they have consistently shown, like in the GTA era, because Red Dead, I know the last one people kind of was like, it's not really that great.
Oh, I hated it. I'm not going to lie. That game is boring. That is a horse simulator.
Grand Theft, like, it's been consistently, and they've had, what is this? This is, yeah, GTA 5, obviously, so it's the fifth one. But so they've consistently really outdone themselves each time. So I don't think.
True.
I think that they will still hold a good place, but I do think that it was too early to show. Like you guys said, it kind of seemed like we're getting a new one, and that wasn't the case. Okay. But I was excited about, hey, it's free and you get a milli each month. I'm like, all right, that's cool.
Okay, a little off topic.
What?
The biggest debate when GTA's come out is where should they take place? Where do y'all think six should take place?
Ooh, because last time was in LA, right? Yeah, it was definitely LA.
A lot of Cali, yeah.
Baltimore.
I feel like Chicago would be amazing to do, but it Chicago, also depends on the
Chicago would be good.
The character, because Chicago it's a nice touristy spot, but it's also known for Chirac. Like it can be good and it can be bad. So I feel like it'll be perfect to hit Chicago with it.
But that's why I say Baltimore too, because Baltimore got the good side, which has Chirac. The Baltimore Harbor,
everywhere has
which
good is and like bad nice side.
And yeah, pretty. Everyone has a good and bad.
But
no, they Baltimore,
got a
nice
and
no,
harbor. Like, they got a baseball stadium and all Chicago. That stuff over there. Then you get down the street and it's a little different.
Baltimore is. No, I'm dead serious. Baltimore is worse than Chicago.
Nah,
like that
it is not
a fact.
It's not.
No, it is.
People don't think it is, but it is.
If you look really up statistics, it's not. If you look up the actual facts, it's not. But I do know about BMR. I got people in BMR. I do know it's definitely a bad spot there as well.
I'm telling y'all right now, I do not stray farther than the Baltimore Harbor. That is the furthest I'm going. If I don't see no more Orioles baseball banners, no more, I'm going home. I'm turning around. Because I'm not.
Wait, where are we going? Yeah.
Where are you going? Took the wrong turn.
Where did you take us?
Me, I want a good, like another big city, because even though Cali was fine, I would say the like Liberty City was super freaking cool. Especially there was a lot of things that you could do in Liberty City that you couldn't do in GTA 5, which I missed. Like going to even though we don't have internet cafes anymore, but like where he could go to the internet cafe and like hang out with everybody, or like he could date. He was dating. Nico could date.
I don't even think I dug that far into it.
Oh, you never did? Yeah, you could get Nico could go on dates. You could take him to comedy clubs. You could do all this stuff with Nico in Liberty City that I wish you could have done in 5. But yeah. I do want another city where they kind of, it's like you're in that city without being there and you're driving around. Like, especially for my husband, when we were driving through Liberty City, he's like, oh, yeah, I remember this street, or this is he would say
that. Yeah, that would be cool to see, like, the actual,
he'd be like, that's
it.
Exactly like it is.
Because I know
they should be in a major DC. City. I feel like they could do D.C.
Yeah, I know it's San
Andreas. I would like D.C. I would like to see D.C. Because it would be cool to see the monuments for me.
Yeah. You could see a lot.
And you could get a lot
of... Yeah, they should do that. They should do a DMV version. They should do a D.C. version. I feel like... Throw us on a map. That's your nation's capital.
Right. Take it to Africa.
Give us a little.
Give us something. Come
going
on
back
now.
To
everybody
like,
know about Cali. Everybody know about Miami and all
everybody
this
know
stuff.
About get to the like, yeah. So it's like the cop out. Like, all right, let's
give us something different.
Mm-hmm. Well, going back to like the conference, I disagree with the sentiment that you have, Dwayne. I thought it was a pretty awesome conference. I felt like comparatively, and mind you, I'm comparing to the Xbox one that they had already, like a couple weeks ago.
I didn't even know they had theirs. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right?
I am not
a couple weeks ago.
But I didn't even know they had theirs. I'm so sorry.
And when you say it's like, it seemed like it didn't seem like a great setup, you should go back and watch Xboxes, because Xboxes was like a Zoom call, you know, which is what somebody else said. And it's kind of like how it was. It was choppy. They did it was a lot more dialogue and less gameplays. I really do like that the PlayStation one was a lot of, here's a game.
Yeah,
I do agree that there should have been, with a couple of the games, a little bit more explanation for them.
Yeah.
But even when you did see like devs kind of talking, they had like a nice green screen behind them in this PlayStation one. For the Xbox one, these people were sitting in their home offices or their living rooms in front of a poor webcam. Like a bad webcam quality.
COVID.
Yeah, it was kind of right in the middle of the seriousness of the COVID. I'll give them that I at least.
This is in the middle
the pandemic is still happening.
But it's easing up though, because some scenes are already coming up. But I'm saying Xbox is right in the middle of like everything is closed. Like,
you're not going to see. Right. Just because everything is reopened don't mean it is
it,
gone.
It makes it a little safer. Like, all right, we can do a little more. Like,
no, but that doesn't change, like, the camera footage that you use or having a good camera.
No,
like,
don't, if you watch Xbox One, I would give Xbox that. They were smack in the middle of don't go nowhere, don't do this, nothing. PlayStation, there's a little bit at the, okay, we're kind of, we think we're coming off of it. Things might be safe. You might can go there now.
But it wasn't like these people were in facilities, you know?
True.
They, like, they probably were standing in front of a green screen. I think PlayStation probably said, hey, stand in front of a green screen, film this. We're going to edit it for you. It seemed like, which is all digital. You don't have to be, you can email the footage or, you know, Dropbox it or Google Drive it to people. And I think that PlayStation put more finesse into their PlayStation, their conference.
I would.
Than like the Xbox
I saw clips of the Xbox One, but I didn't see the whole thing, so I can't really fully judge. But from what
you're
from
the stuff
I did see, I would definitely say PlayStation did go, like, they did put more into theirs.
I would say PlayStation's also really made me feel like E3, you know, because we aren't getting an E3 right now because of what's going on, and Xboxes just seem like, okay, here's some stuff about the game, let's talk, and then here's the thing. But when PlayStation did theirs, it took me back to
like
when
before
I could go to E3 and I'd be like watching the stuff.
Pre-E3. Right. Like, oh my god, yes, this is lit.
Right, and it gets you excited for the game and everything. PlayStation brought excitement and Xbox did not.
See,
I gotta agree with that.
My thing is like, okay, I have to agree a little bit with Charlie that they were in the midst of like COVID. That's one thing. Another thing is that they did title PlayStation said PlayStation 5 reveal, and then Xbox on the other hand said Xbox Series X gameplay, but there wasn't really any gameplay. So I think it's just the way they advertise their systems in different ways.
Well, for PlayStation, it wasn't a. They didn't say reveal. They said future gaming show.
Future of gaming.
We were all just hoping we were going to get that reveal.
They brought us
right. Yeah, we were assuming that. Everyone's assuming that it's going to get a reveal. But that's what I'm saying. That was the difference. And I wish like Xbox would have been more shrouded in mystery. Because I used to have an Xbox 360. That was like the first console that I sought out and bought was a 360. Mm-hmm. And so I just felt, and also their titles. Like, I feel like it's going to be a war of exclusives. I need Xbox to step up their exclusives.
For
like,
sure.
Yeah, because I'm tired of saying Gears of War and Halo.
That was my thing that made me stop playing Xbox a lot. Because like before I had the PS4, I had an Xbox as well. Mm-hmm. And I was mostly on there playing like Halo all day.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So that was the main thing that I was playing. And that was an exclusive. But then like PS4 started coming out with, you know, like Spider-Man and all these other exclusives. They have a lot more games that are specific to PS4 than Xbox. And Xbox, I felt like they were focusing more on what you can do outside of gaming. And I'm like, if I buy a console, I want the console for gaming. I don't want another PC. I have that already. Mm-hmm. I don't need to watch Netflix. I don't need to do any of that stuff.
That's insane.
But you know what's funny story? When PS3 launched, right, and then Xbox was coming at them, when PS3 launched, you could do a lot of the things that they showed was like how you could do those other things outside of gaming. Like you can watch, you know, YouTube, you can do like Netflix and stuff. And Xbox's like hit at PlayStation was like, oh, it's an entertainment box. It's not for games. But then when Xbox One was coming out, they were like, here's all this stuff you can do outside of gaming.
Yeah, it's like it's basically a computer.
Right. It's like, let's copy PlayStation, but throw those digs at them. But I think what hurt Xbox outside of exclusives, I think exclusives really killed Xbox for a lot of people, but I think the when they launched with Xbox One, remember, you had to have internet access all the time. You couldn't shut it off.
Yeah,
you had to have your camera connected or was it going to work. They said all that stuff, and when people complained, that guy that worked at Xbox was like, you guys need to stop crying about it. Then he got fired, and a lot of people were like against that whole situation. But then I think the exclusives really put the nail in the coffin for a lot of people.
Yeah,
I think with this next gen, they still could definitely come back, and it could be like a really good war because what competition it just breeds, you know, innovation, and you know, it's good for the consumers to always have a good war, you know what I'm saying, especially a console war. But as far as you guys said, you guys were right. I understand the statement like we're lucky enough not to have PCs. Some people can't afford PCs. or like a good PC.
One, yeah, true. Yeah, good
right. one. So that's why they had to use. That's why Xbox was like, oh yeah, like, we want to give you guys amazing. Entertainment. Yeah, like Netflix and be able to watch YouTube and whatever you want to watch on your Xbox, because some people can't. You know, I don't have that luxury mm-hmm. of being able to afford a laptop or anything like that. So I see where it's coming from, but you definitely. Like at this day and age, it's like, okay, everything's becoming cheaper. You know, right. your phone is becoming, right. your phone is a computer now.
Your phone is everything yeah. in your hand at this point. Like everything yeah, in your hand yeah. at this point.
See, that was my standpoint, is that everything is from my phone. So the fact that y'all are putting all this stuff into a console where people are trying to game, you can't do many games like Halo and all this other stuff on your phone. It's not
going to be Stadia. I would want it.
Well, I mean, you can do mobile gaming, yes, but yeah. I mean, like, to have that same experience, you don't get that right. on the phone. So right. that's why you buy the console.
I would definitely say, regardless, though, I don't know about you all, but me, yo, I got a game. I love to experience everything. So I always own both sides anyway, regardless. So I'm definitely getting both.
Like, as a creator,
I'm not definitely getting both. not even just a creator. And like I have to, because each console is going to have something that I legit want to play, like regardless, especially with and I would definitely get Xbox recently more props on my side for RPGs, because I'm a huge RPG guy. PS3 did it amazing. I was in PS2 and PS3, I was in RPG heaven. PS4 mm-hmm. is damn near next to none. At least Xbox always had like these RPGs I could play and love whatever. So I always have to have both regardless anyway.
For me, with what Jazz was saying in regards to entertainment, for like the Netflix and stuff like that, that's what we were using. Before we got a smart TV, we were using our PlayStation to watch Netflix and watch YouTube and all that stuff. Yep. And Hulu on, mm-hmm. I think Hulu was also on there, on the PlayStation, you know, console. So for me as an entertainment, I like that it can do both. I think that that's a great thing for a lot. And if you think of like college students, you know, when PS4 was launching.
As a college student, I got my game system first. I don't care. Like, I wouldn't have TV. Mm-hmm. I'll buy my game first. Like, give me my game first.
Right. And you can have all that stuff in there.
On there definitely helps. Like, all right, boom. Now I can still watch my Netflix. I can still watch my whatever I'm going to watch.
Hulu
whatever.
And all that stuff. But I would say, like, in regards to what you were saying, Charlie, if I wasn't a creator, I wouldn't have both systems.
Oh, shit, I would.
Because, like, for me, with Xbox, I had, and I like the phrasing you had, Dwayne, where you said the first console you sought out and bought, because, I mean, as kids, our family bought stuff and we were stuck with whatever they bought. But the thing that mm-hmm. we set out and bought, I remember when we were younger and the Xbox came out and my uncle had bought it for us and we played Halo and it was a mind-blowing experience, right? It was so much fun. Loved Halo. And then when I left and I went to college for a little bit, I didn't really play any games because I was like, college life, oh my goodness, what is all of this? You know, so I was kind of more focused on that. But when I got back to gaming, the first console I went out and bought was a Wii. When that Wii came out, I was like, OMG, I loved Nintendo when I was a kid. I'd love to get back into it. And my husband had bought a PS3. And when it came to like playing the games and everything, I loved the experience that I had on the PlayStation. Because we had PS1 when you used to get. Do you guys remember when demos came with game consoles?
You get a magazine and call it a demo or.
Yes!
Sometimes you I remember.
And it came demos. With like a bunch of games and stuff. I miss those days.
But demos is like, it was like good and bad at the same time. Because it's like, damn it, I need this whole game. Like, I would legit used to beat a demo over and over and over over. Like,
bro,
I want to be able to get the real game.
And it'll be like, as siblings, like, one of us will beat it, then the next one will play it and beat it, and the next one will play it and beat it.
So back to the whole PS shindig here. What did y'all think about the design?
I think that it's amazing.
See,
you know,
like
it's beating out Xbox's plain
Xbox design. I'm not gonna lie to you, but I love the PS4 design. Like it gives an alien feel. But however, though, I'm loving the memes. So the memes are like
the memes.
Amazing. The memes are
here for the memes.
But I do love the design, though. But none of these memes have been wrong so far, especially the router one with the envelope. Right. The freaking the little the memes. Air conditioner looking thing, like bro, is the memes are like spot.
People kill me when they said it looked like a binder. They made it to look like Chronica from Mortal Kombat. They made it look like Seto Kaiba.
Sailor, top of Sailor Head from Dragon Ball Z. Like, bro, I see so much dope stuff. Like, bro, that's these memes hilarious. Are on point.
And it's all funny to me because I'm going to get both consoles.
Oh, definitely.
Like, it's just, like, because I want to play and experience both of them. Mm-hmm. But the war between people saying, like, oh, this is better and this is better. And I'm just looking at the memes from both sides. I'm a neutral party. I don't care. So right? All of these things are funny to me. So it's okay. Just hilarious.
Real quick, though. Let's address the elephant in the room. All right. Okay. We saw the PS5 standing up vertically. But yep. Can it? What about? They did not show us what it looked like horizontal.
Right. Because I mean, one thing that my husband said that I do remember is that when they kind of market the 4, they market it standing up as well. But
yep, and
you
the 3
could lay it down, and that's kind of how they market it. And when I'm looking at the pictures now, which I'll send you guys the here in our little chat. But I see that the side looks a little flat, where I think you might be able to lay it down on the left side.
See, because if I remember correctly, I thought it was
personally,
like a round-ish
I'm going to keep it.
Oh, you might. Yeah, actually, yeah, you might can't be able to lay it down.
You can lay it.
But no, because if you look at that bottom base, if you look at that bottom base on it, it's like a little base on it. Well, not a look.
It looks like a dock that you can, like.
Yeah, I was going to say it looked detachable.
Yeah, it looks like a dock.
Never mind.
It absolutely looks beautiful. It looks like the blue tint.
I love
and everything makes it look future.
It might be the most. I already said it. I love.
Right. It's the most. Right. It's gonna be the most futuristic thing in my house. Like it's gonna look good. I just want to know how it's gonna look. That like laying down,
especially
if you get that disc version of it, the physical copy version of it, because it definitely has a different type of slope to it when it's standing vertically.
Right.
So, because it's gonna be a bigger console, and I also want to know how big I want to size compare the Xbox One X and the PS5.
The height, right? Yeah.
The height. I want to see how actually big it is because it's like an actual Xbox's actual box. The Xbox Series X is actual box. And first of all, I hate the name of it. Like, it's very confusing.
The Xbox Series X.
Yes. Xbox Series X. Yeah. That confused me so much.
Yeah. That name. I love the Xbox Scarlet when they was talking about it. Like, oh, yeah, this is the secret project we're working on. Yada, yada. I love that. But then when you say Xbox Series X, you're going to confuse a lot of parents because they're going to be like, mm-hmm. I already gave you an Xbox. Mm-hmm. Like, Xbox One X.
Xbox
mm-hmm. Give me Xbox One. Like,
this is going to be the Wii and Wii U situation all over again, where Wii U got hit when they launched because a lot of parents, because they had the Wii and the Wii U beside each other, and kids would be like, I want the new Wii, I want the new Wii, and parents would go and just end up buying the old Wii, because they didn't really know the difference.
Yeah, they can't tell the difference. I'm like, if you just said Xbox Scarlet, like how y'all were planning to do before, that would be cool.
It sounds nice. It sounds really nice. It sounds exciting. It sounds nice. Or Xbox 2 or something like that. Xbox One 2. I don't know. Just not Xbox Series X.
I would take the number away because like, for example, you have the original Xbox, when most people sometimes refer to it as Xbox One because it's the first one. But it's not.
Right. When they named Xbox One, I was like, okay, how is this going to be one when this is the third one?
And then you have Xbox One. It's like, we got the original Xbox with multiple Xbox One, then Xbox 360, then we go back to Xbox One. It's like, at this point, I would take the number away. Because it's like,
it seems like Microsoft is not good at naming.
I would just drop the number.
PlayStation kept it simple.
PS1, PS2.
Number 5.
Yeah. But Xbox, you got original Xbox, which is technically Xbox One, but no, it's just original Xbox. Then you got 360, One. It's like,
and PlayStation, Sony was so simple. They said, look, PlayStation and PS2, PS3, PS4, and now here we go, PS5.
And even
Xbox,
when there was drama around PS4, because I think they said that in Japan, the way that the 4, I believe, is written, that it kind of looks like a bad symbol over there, but they were just like, we sticking with it. We just going to stick with it because it's simple. PS4.
Well,
I ain't glad. I do like the Xbox. I like the whole little box look. Everybody, I like the look. It looked dope to me.
I don't like it if I put it next to my subwoofer.
I feel like it's gonna blend in with my room. That's one thing I was like. I kind of like that because it kind of blends in. Like, oh, I didn't even know that was right there. That's dope. Like, I kind of like the look.
I don't hate that new Xbox look, but I feel like. I feel like it was kind of lazy, to be honest. I think it was lazy.
Nobody put any thought into that.
Not at all.
I do like the look
At all.
The name.
They say, Xbox. So why don't we make it a box?
Someone just put
the power button on
it. That legit makes sense to me. It looks like a taller GameCube. Like, it legit does look kind of like a
taller
game.
It's just not as vibrant.
And like, two GameCubes just stacked up.
But I'm saying, if they're going to make it like that, like, and you're, if your theme is like, you know, like, green and
black
and all this stuff, put more green in it or something to make it look more cooler instead of like the little, like, I know they have like the little holes at the top that kind of shows off a little green glow-ish
I like thing, that. I like that. I do like that part.
That's only on the top. Mm-hmm. When you're looking at it from like front, it's all black. It just looks just plain.
Yeah, it's very plain.
The PS5 has like, you know, the white, it's got the blue accent. Yeah. And it has the black and everything like that. So it has more design to it.
Yeah, it is.
I just hope there will be more colors with the PlayStation though. Because I would like, when I saw the image of the live stream, it's a black controller. So I hope that we can get it in black.
I'm pretty sure they're going to give us different controllers. Yeah. They always drop in different types of controllers and different type of custom Xboxes. Because they Cyberpunk 2077, they about to have their own Xbox edition with a controller and a, you know, like a wrap for that. So that's a lot. That's another thing I like about Xbox, though. They definitely give you a whole bunch of wraps and customizations.
They do a lot of custom ones.
Yeah, right, they do that.
Are those wraps real? Because a lot of them I've been saying are like dope.
Yeah, they're real.
Yeah, Xbox's ones are real.
Okay, like, yeah, I was going to ask about that. I ain't gonna lie, that looks dope to me.
The only thing with that, though, when they came out with it, like showing like the Cyberpunk version of like the Xbox, is that it looks so cool, but at the same time, you have the new Xbox coming like a few months down the road. So it's like, yeah, this looks cool to get, but then once I get it, there's a whole new system coming down the line, so I might as well not get it and just get the new one.
Right. So the Cyberpunk version is for the current generation.
Yeah,
current generation. I don't know about the new next gen. I don't know about the new one.
Yeah, then that's kind of that was not smart thinking on somebody's side in regards to, you know, releasing that and timing.
I mean, but yeah, because it's like, okay, I think Cyberpunk comes out in September. And so that's like, you might have like maybe 2 to 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 to 3 months before the next console drops. Normally November is the release date for consoles.
Yeah, so you only got like a few months.
Yeah, they
want
to get it in before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So before Black Friday and holiday sales and all that stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, so you'll maybe got 2 to 3 months before that console is technically outdated. And then, so yeah, I mean, hey, they say we're going to get that 2 months worth of sales, so.
No, oh, yeah.
It's like, to me, if you get like those types of like skin, like Xbox consoles, I feel like it'll be just for collectors,
right?
Like edition, like you're really not going to use it because the next one is coming out 2 months later.
But if you're somebody that likes to collect but also wants both systems, you're not going to buy the Cyberpunk one if you want to get a PS5 and an Xbox when they come out in November or holiday of this year.
Yeah,
you got money like that, you're just rich, right? You're just blowing it out.
Yeah, don't let us take
you save that money.
Yes,
you do what you want with your money.
So the next question, one of my questions I was going to ask you guys completely answered already during natural conversation. I was going to ask, this is going to be a cringe version of these words that I've heard before. Are you an Xboxer or a Sony pony? So you guys have
called
what? I'm sorry, what? A Sony pony?
Yes, I remember when I was starting my channel, right? And I started my channel with the PS4. And that I was like looking up what do they call the fandoms, because there was a lot of heat was thrown from, you know, Xbox fans and PlayStation fans. And when I did my research, I learned that Sony people are considered Sony ponies. I don't know if the name has changed, but Sony pony, and people who like Xbox were Xboxers. Those are like the diehard.
I feel like the name Sony pony was made by an Xboxer.
Yeah, they both were made by the other side.
I feel like an Xboxer made Sony pony to sound like they were soft, definitely.
But I've never been either side. I'm sorry, but bro, I love gaming, bro. I've never been either side.
Same. I'm a play what I want.
Exactly.
Okay. I play what I want.
Xbox come out with a dope game I want, I'm gonna be on my Xbox and loving it at the moment. If PS has a dope game I want, I'm gonna be on there playing at the moment. However,
same thing.
To kind of answer your question, let's say if it's a dope game that come out that's on both sides, like which one would I get?
Right. Because a lot of the games on Xbox is going to be on all systems.
So if it's in that situation,
yeah.
If during the Xbox One and the PS4 stage, I'm going PS4. If it was during the Xbox 360 and PS3 stage, I would have went 360. So,
yep.
It just depends on at the moment, because what peed me off about Xbox One, I hated, because especially me being a YouTuber, I couldn't record the other person's voice. It was really hard to
YouTube-ing. We tried to play Roblox on there.
And that was one thing that pushed me away from it. And then mm-hmm. PS4, I felt more free. So it's like, I'm going there. But on 360, it felt like it was just built towards gamers. Like, everything about it, the game, everything, it was like, oh my God, it just felt like the gaming world. When PS3 was more of kind of like, it was like they was getting the hang of the online thing, so I don't know, so it was mm-hmm. like, it wasn't really grabbing me. It's like, you needed this certain Bluetooth, when it first came out, you needed this certain Bluetooth to talk to your friends or certain things. It was like, mm-hmm. man, it was yeah. I don't know.
So then I guess this question would be between last gen and this gen, like this upcoming gen, and I guess our current gen and the upcoming gen.
Okay, so, it'd be hard to judge. I haven't played neither.
We might have to talk about. You talking about as far as the specs.
Well, I mean, whatever your reason would be. Your preference in general.
Which one would you be on? Like the Xbox.
Right. If you had to be on one side or the other, because let's say every game that you want to play is available on both systems for current gen and upcoming gen. Which one would you? Which line would you be standing on? Essentially,
That might be like a user interface type right. you know thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I just said it in the chat, like some specs, and so like they got some to be determined, and they got like both. I think both of them are saying like, you know, especially PS5 is like, yo, you ain't gonna have to wait. We got you, dog. You ain't gonna have no load times. Like, I gotta see that, like, because mm-hmm. that would like with no load times is like insane.
Yeah, we heard that before also.
Yeah, exactly. But if it's truly like, hey, there's no load times, like this, we're moving that fast. But like I know Xbox Series X has like 12 teraflops and PS5 has like 10.3 teraflops, and how will that, you know, change your you know how you're playing the game and how well it's performing. So like, performance is another thing that has to be, you know, thought about when you're gaming in your console. So I don't know. I'm gonna have to see. Like, I really want to get my hands on both of them
Answer that a little more in depth. You definitely have to start touching it.
Pause. Well, what about current gen then for you?
I would say PS5. Yeah, reason being is the controller. The controller mm-hmm. for PlayStation is way easier for me to hold and mm-hmm. to grip than the Xbox. I have small hands, okay?
Same here.
So playing the Xbox controller, it's not hard. I can play it, but it's way easier for me to grip the PlayStation one because it's skinnier. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I'm holding like a big controller when I switch from the PlayStation controller to the Xbox one. Mm-hmm. So that'll be my reasoning. It's just easier for me.
I would say for mm-hmm. me, I'm PlayStation for current and next because, like, one of the things is the UI, like the user interface. I feel like it's a lot easier for me when it comes to using the PlayStation versus the Xbox. And when it comes came to like recording, like Charlie was saying earlier, when we were trying to play together and I had to do some like rinky dink setup.
It was not user to record. The Xbox One is not user friendly at all. If you're like
right. If you're trying to create like multiplayer, when we were playing, like I had to get some I had to find some magic headset to kind of plug in and then hope that my Elgato would record ABCXYZ. And you had to doing it was just a lot of extra headache,
just a lot more.
And it didn't make it seamless or easy. Whereas Party Chat on freaking PlayStation, super easy.
Yep, jump in there.
Super easy to record. Mm-hmm. All I gotta do is turn y'all up or the game down. And it's I would like that the volume was a little bit more intricate, that I can individually turn people up kind of like in Discord. Because that would be an added thing that they could hopefully add to the next one.
Top for content creators.
Right. But it makes it easier as far as when you go to play with people PlayStation wise versus Xbox. I also agree with the controller. I have small hands, so I feel more comfortable with the PlayStation controller than I do with the Xbox. I kind of feel like the Xbox controller is kind of like a dookie big controller. I know a lot of people like, it's ergonomically correct. Maybe for you, not for me.
Yeah, I got it. Like, it's not impossible for you to play on it. Right. Like, you can still play on it, I'm saying. But feel like preference-wise.
Right.
it'll be the PlayStation. But with this new controller, it's kind of shaped like a little bit like the Xbox.
A little bit, yeah.
Controller. It's kind of looking real, a little Xbox.
It's a little fat, so it might be the same experience. So who knows? But the only and one thing that concerns me with the new PS5 controller too is that built-in microphone. In the controller. Yeah. Because I'm thinking, okay, that's cool for people that don't have a mic, like, you know, to speak to everybody. Mm-hmm. But the people that's going to be on the receiving end
that's gonna sound
from
like,
whoever has that. Right. I'm hoping you can hearing all the clicking and the moving of the analog stick.
I hope it's that's a setting that you can change. My thing is, like, with any technology, I love when technology grows and evolves, but I hate when they're like, we've evolved to this place, so we're not giving you the option to do anything else.
Yeah, I know,
and
yeah, I hope that that's not the options case. On table. Yeah, I agree with that. Like, cause I hate where it's like, all right, we're going to force it on you. Like, here it go.
Right.
You locked like, in.
Like, it's
and
cool
it's like,
and
yeah,
all,
you
but,
might be that innovative, but this next thing that I need to record to make my video is not as innovative as you. So
I know your
I need
videos, you just
the option. Yeah. It's going to just sound like click, 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 click. So I do hope we can change that in the settings. That would be helpful for us. As
yeah, that would. That would definitely come in handy.
Yeah, that definitely would.
So going on to games, because we've talked about our the consoles, what they look like, which I love. Okay. But looking at the games, so I sent you guys like the look or the layout of the games that they showed in the conference or at the live stream that they had. Which game, like, I don't know if you guys want to talk about all the games or particularly the games that really stood out to you. But we can
say I'm gonna talk about the ones I'm interested in.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yep.
I definitely gotta say they threw a lot of indie games in there. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. During those indie times, the indie games, some of them look cool.
Mm-hmm. Like, some of them look amazing.
Like
what was it?
The Deathloop one. Deathloop. I didn't know
man.
About that.
That looks fire.
We're playing that for
until
sure.
now.
That looks fire. That looks
the
amazing.
The Deathloop looks so fun to me. So I think that I'm gonna play that and. The rest of them, I don't know. Some of them were kind of cutesy, like, for me.
Yeah.
Like, that might be some people's, like, demographic. They want to play that game and stuff. Not for me. Like, I know I play Animal Crossing. But, you know, that gets a pass. Because that's kind of like the animal version of Sims.
Yeah, it's the kid
so,
version.
So, yeah,
Sims,
I feel like that gets a pass. But, like, these other things that came out, like the game Bug Snacks that Dwayne said that I would play, but I'm not going to.
I'm not interested in that
I'm
one
I'm not
going
to play that.
I'm
like,
not
that's not a
in
thing
that.
That I would play.
I feel like that's kind of fit with what Dwayne was saying in regards to it. You don't really know what the game's about. Like, that one, they didn't really explain what the game's about or, like, give you any intel or information about it.
I think that's where they should next time when they do this PS play say state of play or whatever like they say state of play when they did state of play they actually told you about the game like remember like Last of Us 2 they told you they gave you a lot they told you the setting what was happening where she was going how to do this how to do that
right.
But during the reveal. They was like, okay, here's a game, and the game, like, I don't know if they were trying to be like, okay, let the game try to speak for itself, but it was like, okay, I'm getting lost. Like, I think there was this one game called Stray, and it was like the cat.
I was really cool, talking about.
It looks cool. I'm not gonna lie, it looks kind of cool. But are we playing as the cat? Like,
yo,
are we?
I think
like,
we are.
When they first showed that, though, I got so excited because I thought it was a new Conker. I was like, oh my God, I started instantly getting Conker back for a day. So I got hell excited. But now I was like, oh, wait, no. Okay, I don't know what this is.
And then it's right. That's the weird. Thing that was making us confused with like the indie games as far as that. Because like the big name games like Spider-Man and Ratchet and Clank and stuff like that.
Oh,
like you know like what that is. Mm-hmm. But like with the indie games that you're first getting introduced to and you just see these vague things with not that much dialogue and not that much like visual information that they're giving to you. You don't know what it's about. So it's like, I already don't know what this game is. And then two, from what y'all are showing me, I really don't know what this game is. So I don't know.
When it comes to indie
it.
Games, like it's one group, one company that always gets a pass for me because they kill it. Like Devolver Digital, I feel like they're to the point where they shouldn't even be indie anymore. Like their indie games are always beyond amazing.
Devolver's really cool.
That's one thing I would say. That's one thing I would say is that these indie games are looking like they're produced by big developer groups.
That's what
I would say, that these little indie teams are putting out better
Devolver
stuff.
Devolver Digital gave you Into the Gungeon, Hotline Miami, Broforce, Freaking, what's that? The ninja game.
Broforce was my ish. Man, I loved Broforce.
Devolver Digital. The banana game. The My Friend Pedro.
Yeah.
The Messenger. Cool. Like yo, their game. Like to this Ditto. To this day, like Enter the Gungeon is like one of my top indie games, and that's because of them.
Yeah.
Like
I think my husband Katana has it Zero. On Switch and PlayStation, and he plays that game a lot.
Is lit. Like man.
For me, like, okay, Spider-Man, when that came, like, Spider-Man, because the last one, even though I didn't finish the last one, it was such a great experience from what I played so far. When I saw it was Miles, I was like, oh my gosh, Miles is my Spider-Man.
This gonna be crazy.
I was like, Miles, yeah!
Man, we were going crazy. Yes. We were looking at it, and we were like, oh, because we were already, like,
we're waiting.
Thinking that it was going to be, like, Spider-Man 2. Like, when is Spider-Man 2 coming out? Mm-hmm. And then we saw, like, the Spidey suit. So we're like, oh, is this finally Spider-Man 2? And then face reveal, we see that it's Miles. And we just love it.
We're like, yeah. Oh, man, he looked kind of like Soldier Boy in his mom's suit, bro.
But they made him look right.
Yeah, he did. They made him look so
correct.
They
got him spot on.
Yeah, compared to like the Miles that was in the Spider-Man game to this one, if you put them like side by side, it's a major difference. They gave this man a shape up.
Yes.
They got him cleaned up.
I have to send you guys in the group chat a picture. Somebody did a comparison and they said they definitely hired some of our people
They hired somebody black to cover his design because
they
got his hair right, they got his skin right. Everything's good now.
Yeah. I just like the way the light's bouncing off of him. Like that show the detail, amount of detail and the way the lights are bouncing off the character looks amazing.
That's that ray tracing, I believe.
That's that ray tracing. Yep. Yeah. So the way the lights was, it looked vibrant. It looked. Mm-hmm. I almost thought it was Infamous. I thought we was gonna get another Infamous.
I did too.
Infamous
when it started,
it does like Infamous.
I thought
a
it was
bit.
Infamous because of the electricity. Yeah. But then when I saw part of the Spider-Man, I didn't register it was black. I just thought it was dark. And then I was like, oh, snap, that Spider-Man, when you start to see his chin. But then, like you said, when they did the face reveal, I was like, it's Miles. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Once I saw that that skin pop through, that melanin, wait a minute.
That melanin.
That is Miles.
I can't lie, though. I know, like, there's definitely, like, a moment for the culture. Like, hell amazing. But overall, I still put Ratchet and Clank first, though. I'm more excited for Ratchet and Clank than anything they show. This Spider-Man's gonna be lit as hell. But that Ratchet and Clank did it for me. So when I saw that, I was sold. I was like, oh my god, yep, I'm hella getting that.
I've never played Ratchet and Clank, but when I saw that trailer, I was like,
it looked good. Yeah. I never played Ratchet and Clank either.
Oh, I love it.
I'm telling you.
And it was going through those rift portals, and it was just like there was flowing through them. Like,
right.
And then they showed the gameplay of them fighting. I was like, ooh. And in the way the it looks good.
Always been smooth. It's always been good on Ratchet and Clank. I always love the fighting system.
So I am. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I was going to say, when they showed Ratchet and Clank, it made me think, okay, are we going to get Sly Cooper? Like Rayman and stuff like that. Like, I was like, are we going to get that next? So maybe.
I started like, are we going to get Spyro? Are we going to get another Crash Bandicoot? Jack and Daxter.
I was like, I want to see
Jack and Daxter.
It.
And I'm like, bro, come on, bring them all back. Bring them all back.
They did well on PS4, so I think that they will bring another Crash and another Spyro.
If they're going to do Ratchet and Clank, they have to do a Jack and Daxter also. They have to.
Yeah.
Because those two always came out right with each other. It was like PlayStation's own competition.
It was like a package deal.
It was always their own competition with each other. It was like, bro, like you gotta give us a Jack and Daxter as well. Just like how Spyro and Crash was always each other's competition. Like, come on, like we gotta keep them together.
But one game that we have not mentioned yet, and I feel like we need to
I
think she was going to say Resident Evil.
Resident Evil Village.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We talked about it.
Real quick, I'm sorry. I love the way every Resident Evil fan was lost until they got to say, like, that was Resident Evil? Like, everybody I saw
was watching that. What game is this? Another horror game.
Right.
Facts.
I thought it was Outlast. Then music.
I thought it was something new. I thought it was something totally different.
I thought it was some new horror title.
Yeah, I thought it was something new.
Then you saw Chris Redfield at the end. You're like, wait. And then he's bodying somebody. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, he put a lot, like, unloaded that gun. I was like, were all of those bullets needed for that?
And I was laughing. I was dying laughing after the conference because looking at the thing and then they said that was Chris. I'm like, that's Chris? I'm like, why he looks so bulky? And then
I wasn't the only one.
The thing is, I wasn't the only one that felt that way, because after the conference, somebody on Twitter had put all different versions of Chris from different games all together, side by side. They said they don't know what they want this man to look like.
Yeah, Charlie, in Resident Evil 7.
In every game. Like, the Resident Evil 7, the one that's, like, before this one, he was skinnier. He had a skinnier face. He was longer. But he always had a little muscles on him. Now, in this one, he has a short face, and he's kind of built and thick. I'm like, what does this man look like? What is his actual identity? I don't know, because it looks different.
Yeah,
I agree with
that. Leon is Jill, and Jill is always too late. I feel like they definitely stuck to character design. With, like, always. Facts. You can tell them too.
Chris, they change him up every game. They say, you know what? We're going to make him skinnier in this game. We're going to make him thicker in this one. We're going to make him
bulkier this game. Right. They definitely... Don't, like, I don't know. But what do y'all feel about the werewolves? Because that was werewolves.
I feel like it's a different change. Oh, go ahead.
I mean, it was another confusing thing. Because at first, I was like, is this Outlast? But then when I saw the werewolves, I'm like, well, Outlast is more like crazy people type of situation. Yeah. Not like
a cult.
Super supernatural things.
Yeah.
So when I saw that, I was like, okay, what is this? So I'm more confused, because I thought that the whole Resident Evil thing was just like zombies and like evolution.
But that's not it, though, because when you pay attention to the Resident Evil story, it's never just zombies. It's always creating stuff. They're always experiencing stuff. It's always viruses. That's why you get like those plant zombies. You get certain zombies. Wesker, perfect example, who fill himself up with every damn thing,
dodging bullets.
Yeah, like, so you get different stuff. So it's kind of like for them. I feel like they had that chance to stray away from zombies, because if you look at their stories, it's never, even though we always instantly think zombies, it's never just been zombies. They're creating this crap.
But I'm thinking, how did they create a werewolf? If they got werewolves in there, what's gonna be next? Vampires? Because I'm wondering
if it's gonna be like a Twilight situation. Are we gonna have vampires versus werewolves in this?
Well, I wouldn't take it there. Hopefully they don't take it there, but...
He said vampires.
I can see them straying to the werewolves. I can see that being a thing, knowing like how they just in labs creating crap anyway.
Yeah, let's be real. They could definitely take a dog DNA and whatever virus they want to create and just mix them together and create a werewolf. Yep. Or the same thing with a vampire. They could probably... Umbrella probably mess around and make Dracula. So, like, they could. Right. Yeah, so
also looks like it might be first person, just like Resident Evil 7 was.
Yeah, that's, and then the people really, I don't know, I'm indifferent about it. I would like options. I would like the option to play first person if I wanted to.
I agree. Right. Or the option to play third person. I do like third better. I like third person, and I love the fact when they're like in the mansion. Like, I love Resident Evil in the mansion. Whenever it takes place in the mansion, has always been like the best to me. But I mean, this one, I agree with Christine. I get like an Outlast feel a little bit, like a little
that's
bit
when,
like
when
Outlast.
It started, I thought it was like an Outlast-ish type of game. And I do hope that there is, I do like the, when there's options to do third person. I personally don't really like playing first person, especially when it comes to scary games, because I already am legit scared. Like, they succeed, because you say it's a scary game, I'm already scared. So when you make it first person, my anxiety is like through the roof, and it's gonna be extremely difficult
VR
to get through this game.
Because VR is becoming a thing, I guarantee it's, because like with the last one, it was first person.
Right.
It was a new thing. Because I'm quite sure they're gonna start using VR more now. Because VR is dope. So VR is dope. They did first person.
Not in scary games. It's transformative.
Oh, that's
in scary
what makes
games.
Even more scarier.
Well, right, you're in it. Right, you're literally in that horror game. It
I
makes
did
it very
one of the Pennywise
the
movie
tracking.
Things for VR, and I couldn't. That you don't play nothing. You just sit there and let this ish happen.
You can sit in a corner on VR, but I am not about to move right now.
I had to have my husband come in and hold his hand while I was in this little Pennywise VR thing, because this was next level. This was too much.
A couple times, I would have it like halfway on my face, but the camera can't see like. Cause I gotta see some reality for real. Cause I'd be scared, bro. Especially I was in the Exorcist game once, and it was like so damn scary. Nope. I was like, not so I had the VR lift up a little bit, so I can still look down and see like the actual my feet in the ground and know that.
So you can see reality.
Yeah, bro. Cause that kind of legit feels like you are in this dang old zombie film. Like, bro, like nah. So that stuff tripped me out.
Mm-mm. Also, in other Resident Evil news, there's also been rumor mill that they're gonna remake Resident Evil 4.
I don't agree with it, but it's cool. They already remade it twice. I don't agree with it.
You don't agree with Resident Evil 4 remake?
No, because we got a remake on, first we got a remake for the GameCube. Then we got a remake, what was it after that? I want to say, was it PS3 or PS4? Like, I feel like they got to let it go. Like,
well, I just recently played that game for the first time on PS4, so it's probably
PS4 then, yep.
Remastered.
Now, Code Veronica, I feel like they should definitely hit that one because that one was, I feel like it was slept on. It was one of those ones, it was fun, it was a lot of puzzles in it. It was like, you had to solve a lot of stuff, which made it really hard, but it was fun at the same time. I feel like that one was like kind of slept on a little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't play that one yet, so.
You guys know a lot more about Resident Evil stuff than I do. My experience was. I'm sure way, way, way back when I tried a little bit, was too scared to ever continue.
Oh, yeah. And I was scared.
That Nemesis really was extremely traumatizing. This game looks like it's going to be also, because it seems like the hospital of the last one for me, of the remake, you know, where the hospital is like more eerie. It was less like bam, 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 things happening, but like sounds here and there. It was truly horror in the hospital.
Oh my God.
And I think that's what's going to happen. You're going to be outside walking. Your footsteps will be delayed as far as sounds. They do that ish on purpose. I peep game, okay? They're going to do that where you're walking through the snow because it's always worse in the snow. You're going to step on some sticks and hear that stick break 5 seconds later and you're going to be like, what the F is around me?
And then bam!
It's going to be.
Then the whole PlayStation broke because I ran it through everything.
Myself.
Yeah. They also, you know, now they also talking about the new, as we're going to go back to the controller. Mm. They also, you know, when you were talking about the adaptive controls and you're going to be able to feel certain things with the controls.
Oh, dear.
Which is going to add to the experience. They had the 3D audio where you're supposed to. Yeah. So you're going to be like basically hearing, like, let's say you are in that village area. You're going to be feeling the snow.
I don't want to feel it. As you tap it.
It's good to get you more immersed into the action.
I don't want to be more. You know what? I would like to formally say that on the iChristine Games channel, I will not be playing this game. You can find
still
this
on Animal Crossing.
I was about to say, and on Jazzy the Jazzy Guns channel, you will see it.
Check them out. They will play this game. Don't y'all come in my comments asking for this game, okay? Like, you killed it. The 3D audio, you guys just, I want everybody to know it was Dwayne, Jazzy, and Charlie
who killed it. Oh, that want it, stray you away.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, for this game.
So, yeah. No, you're going to have a 3D audio. You're going to have adaptive controls. That's the controller is going to be even bigger because a lot of people are saying that the PS4 controller is kind of small. Mm-hmm. And they want it, so, this one is going to be a little bit bigger and wider. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit. I think it's going to be a little bit bigger and wider. I can't wait to get my hands on it.
Hopefully not too big or too wide, you know.
Yeah, it's going to definitely, and it's definitely, I think it's going to enhance like your gaming experience. And that's why I will hope that consoles keep doing is like trying to innovate themselves.
Yeah, y'all bring you more look into it.
What they kind of opened the thing with, how they are changing the future of gaming. I was like, wow, that's a bold stance to have. Yeah. And so I hope they deliver. One of the things, like what you were saying, Jazzy, and this kind of plays to me. I like some of the cutesy games that they had on there. Like,
I love those graphics.
Which one is it? Project
Sackboy?
No.
Oh, Kena, yeah, that looks good. That Project Athia
looks fine. Yeah, that's the Square Enix one. That looks like it's going to be good. But Kena, Bridge of Spirits, that's the one with those black little furries that were. That looks super cute. Okay, I know a lot of other people that have talked about the games they released said that they don't want to play this game, but I'm different. Goodbye, Volcano High.
Volcano High?
I kind of feel Life is Strange. Life is Strange vibes.
I definitely got that. Those angsty teen, I'm telling you, vibes.
I ain't seen nobody hating on saying they didn't want to play it.
Oh yeah, when I watched Angry Joe, he did like his review and they were like, yeah, we're not playing that game. So it was like a bunch of people like, it's not their, you know, it's not their forte, which is completely fine.
Right. It's not for everybody. Every game is for everybody. Yeah.
Also, the little devil inside, that one was the funny one. Because that's the one with the guy in the forest and the old guy. And when he dropped the bomb, the old guy was dropping a deuce. And I was like, okay, I want to play this game. This game looks like it's going to be fun.
It's too cute. And then Dwayne was like, oh, well, there goes a bomb. I was like, well, it didn't even explode. It was just poop.
We can't forget about Horizon Forbidden West.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah.
We cannot forget about that. Definitely I gotta go play the first one. I heard the first one is excellent. I gotta go play the first one.
It is really good. We finished it, but it's good. We just have not played it yet.
It looks really good. I like the mechanics of that game. It's definitely fun. It's kind of Breath of the Wild-ish.
Yeah. And then she's going to America this time, so that's going to be interesting. And then also Hitman 3. Now that looks... I've never played Hitman, but seeing this,
I'm like, I want to play it.
It's always been good, but it never held me. Every Hitman I play, I love, but for some reason, it just never held me long enough to beat the game. Like, never. Mm.
Interesting, but the title is dumb. Returnal. I hate the name Returnal.
That looked fun, dude. Like, Returnal looked fun.
The game looks like it'll be interesting. I kind of feel like Death is Stranding versus, like...
Resident Evil vibe. Like, because it was like...
Yeah.
It felt like spacey, but it felt like a little control. Like, legit, like, fighting, like, these little alien zombie-looking dudes. Like, I don't know. It looked hella dope. I was like, oh, yeah, this might be actually hella good.
It's from the same people that made Resogun, and you can see, like, when they shoot, it's like, pew, 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 like the lasers. Like, when you had PlayStation 4, I think Resogun came out with it, and it's got that similar type of...
Yeah, this looks fun. Like, when I saw Returnal, that looks fun.
That name, I was like, I don't know about that. Returnal. I'm still going to play it, but the name was kind
of
dumb.
And a lot of people are hyped for Gran Turismo 7.
Oh, God. Jasmine, I'm good.
Jasmine was like, I'm good. But I would like it. I think they should also add a VR component to it as well.
That would be fire if they added a VR component. I agree.
I would play it if there's a VR of that. Because even when I was like at the end of my stream, I'm like, oh, I want to play this. I want to play this. Gran Turismo, I'm not really interested in. But
VR. I've never been a fan of racing games.
Yeah, if they put a VR with it. Yeah, Mario Kart, goated. If they add a VR to it, then that's going to be really good. Mm-hmm. I would play it for sure. I definitely would like to be in a Lamborghini and see how detailed that Lambo is in my dream world.
Well, you played 2K.
What did you feel about that trailer?
Oh, 2K? 2K21? I didn't think it was enough. I honestly didn't think it was enough. First of all, it was in pre-alpha. So, like, it goes alpha, beta, then it finally get to, like, the launch. But between them, they got steps they got to take. And every year they add more sweat. It's like, every year they add more sweat. And I'm like, I need to see like actual gameplay, not him just like a cinematic trailer. So I'm taking that with a grain of salt. We're going to see. I'm a little excited to see that it is coming out this fall, seeing that how COVID has affected the gaming world. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with the pushbacks and everything like that. But I think everything will be okay because they could work from home. So I'm excited about that.
I did the 2K. I don't even play 2K, but because I see Dwayne plays 2K like every year, I felt like they needed to definitely show more, especially gameplay wise, or a little peek
at what they would get.
Because everybody for this current one that they have, they thought they was going to get something different as they were being told they were going to get something different, and then ended up getting an exact copy and paste of the year before that game into the new game. So if y'all are going to announce the new 2K game and like have Zion talk and everything, at least show a little bit of the gameplay or show something different that is not what y'all have already, because y'all have already disappointed the 2K community already. Don't do it again. Like, that's my thing.
The last two things before we kind of wrap up, for games that I will play at home, I might not play on my channel, but Sackboy: A Big Adventure. I love Little Big Planet.
Damn game, man.
Sackboy is so freaking cute. Then Astro's Playroom, I definitely, for at home, I will definitely be playing.
You said which one, Christine? What was the second one you said?
Astro's Playroom.
That looks fun. I wanted to play that on the PSVR. Yeah, that one looks fun, though.
It's definitely super cute.
Don't forget about the Destruction All-Stars game, the one where they was in the cars.
I thought it was Rocket League 2.0.
Right?
Yeah, everybody said that. It was like, it's Rocket League.
Rocket League meets Fortnite. That's how I felt.
You felt like what?
Rocket League meets Fortnite.
Because you can hit people in the cars, and then you can get out of the car and shoot them as well. So I'm like, oh, hold on. That might be a fun little thing to play, like, online. Yeah. Oh, that looks cool.
That's definitely fun. And I think one of the great things, like, and this could be because we're creators or because of who we are, but seeing some of these games, I'm like, oh, this will be fun to play with my friends. This will be fun to play with you guys, especially like Destruction All-Stars. I'm like, we're going to be talking trash. Deathloop, at which I hope is online co-op where you can get each other. That's going to be hilarious.
See, but the thing is, though, the biggest disappointment about this whole thing, there was no damn Overwatch 2 play. Like, I wanted to see Overwatch 2.
Overwatch 2.
Bam, bro. I wanted that or Dragon Age so bad. I was like, either let me see Dragon Age or let me see Overwatch 2. That's all I wanted to see.
Or God of War.
It was actually trending because people thought that it was going to be on there.
Oh,
right. Like, everybody was really upset about that. They didn't get anything.
The fact that they were like, where is it?
Yeah, God of War is always with like PS launch. Like, that or Uncharted.
Yes. Or no, Uncharted either.
And then they didn't even bring up another Uncharted game. That was the thing that surprised me. I'm like, I really thought that I was supposed to get another Uncharted, but no, we weren't.
I do think, like, with this one and the Xbox, kind of leading to what you guys said earlier, is the fact that since we are in the Rona and a lot of people can't do what they normally do, I do feel like both people or both parties
were
kind of like last minuteing some of these, and they couldn't probably get everything prepared that they wanted to. So I can see that could have been a reason why like God of War and Uncharted weren't featured. Although I thought wasn't the last one supposed to be the last one? Wasn't
that the last God of War?
No, Uncharted.
No,
that's Uncharted.
It may have because they kind of ended, like they have a child, like Nathan Drake has a child now and everything. So, but I think that if they do continue it, it probably would have to deal with the daughter continuing.
Okay.
Like
or the ladies. Doing. The ladies that they had. That one was a fun one.
Like Chloe and everybody, so maybe.
Okay. Okay.
I used to call Chloe Thoughty, but you know. So if you didn't play the games, then you don't understand.
So last remarks, and I'll ask each of you this. And the question is, who do you think will win this upcoming generation and why? We kind of touched about it earlier, but I'll start with you, Dwayne. Who do you think will win this generation and why?
I think PlayStation 5 will win this generation because of the design. The name Xbox Series X is like a lot to say. Plus, I'm just being real. Like, a lot of parents will mess around and probably make a mistake and buy the other. Oh, I got you the Xbox One X. I thought that's what you was. You know, it could get. You know, it could get real confusing. You know, it can get really confusing. And plus, the exclusives win wars. Like, you got to have some good games. Like, I definitely think a lot of people are gonna get Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Oh yeah.
Just because it's Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Just off that alone. Yeah. Just off that alone.
Which maybe that's a big title.
Right. So yeah, that's what I think is gonna win.
What about you, Charlie?
I definitely agree. So far from what we see now, I definitely feel like PS5 gonna win. However though, with Xbox being so much like shot right now, like so many people are bashing it so hard right now, and that little crappy, I guess, what did I didn't watch the little thing they did,
their conference,
I feel like they will do something to wow everybody, because I feel like at this point they have to as a company, but I do stand with PS5 at this point.
Okay. And they do have Xbox does have a in July they're gonna have another
like from what y'all said about how theirs just seemed like it was just like a Zoom meeting and it was like in the middle of all this crap. Yeah, they're gonna have to, like, bro, because right now they are losing so bad.
What about you, Jazz?
Oh, I think the PS5, strictly because, like, I feel like the Miles Morales game really set it off. Mm-hmm. Like, because when the first Spider-Man game came out, there were so many memes of people talking about like how the Xbox people don't have that, and the only Xbox Spider-Man they have is the Lego one, and the one they're swinging around on. But like I'm saying, they're doing it again. Like, now when Miles Morales comes out, y'all don't got no Miles Morales over there at Xbox. So it feels like, especially like what Dwayne was saying, like the exclusives are what's gonna blow Xbox out the water. Because I feel like PS4 has a lot more exclusives that people actually want to play. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's gonna be PS5.
I agree. I hands down, I think PS5 has it. The biggest thing, like, you can have your, like, different specifics, like design. I think PS5 has more design in there. They put more thought into theirs than Xbox. Whether, you know, you prefer one that fits your room or the other, PlayStation definitely put more thought into their design. I agree with, like, the exclusives, I think, is the biggest reason. And they, like, in this thing, they showed so many that they have that Xbox... I know right before they were talking about even, you know, Project Scarlet and all that stuff, they bought up a lot of studios, but we know, like, games don't take 1 year to make or 2 years to make. A lot of, like, I watched the God of War special, and it was, like, almost, what, almost a decade. Like, it took forever to make a great game and have it be exclusive. So I think the first part of this quarter, for sure, PlayStation has it. Xbox has the possibility to kind of maybe put itself in a reasonable place, but I don't really foresee it kind of passing. I don't think that Xbox is going to have enough time to come up with enough exclusives.
And speaking of Xbox exclusive, which is funny how PS show Oddworld, because that originally was an Xbox exclusive.
Wow, really?
Yep, Oddworld was at first.
So it might have been like a sting, kind of like on, you know.
Could have been, but I mean, it went to PS before PS5 and PS4, but still, I was wondering if that's why they showed it, though, because it started off as an Xbox exclusive.
Kind of showing you, like, look at all these exclusives that we have.
Like, this is exclusive we bought.
We got yours, too, you know. Just a little silent, low flex.
I do feel like showing that was a little flex.
I agree. I think so. Well, now that you've said that, I definitely feel like it's a flex for sure. But thank you guys so much for joining our first podcast, first episode. There was more that we were going to talk about, but we are kind of time is kind of
running. Didn't show Overwatch 2, so it wasn't more to talk about.
We had a lot to talk about, so that's really awesome. It's really good. We will be doing more episodes. Definitely check us out here on Anchor. If you are on Anchor, you can leave comments and voice messages that maybe and ask questions that maybe we can address in a future podcast episode. Don't forget to follow Jack. I'm gonna let you guys kind of say where you guys are and what, you know, where people can find you. So starting with Jazz, where can people find you?
Okay, well, y'all can find me on YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram, all of it, Jazzy Guns. On YouTube, just regular Jazzy Guns. On Twitter and Instagram, it's underscore Jazzy Guns. So,
and Dwayne, nice where can simple. People find you?
Same thing. You can find me on Instagram. I think it's underscore Dwayne King with a Y. Mm-hmm. On Twitter, it's at Dwayne King with a Y, and then YouTube, Dwayne King with a Y.
And Charlie?
You can find me in Detroit on 8 Mile. Most of the time, I'm on 7 Mile.
No, oh, my God.
You
can
not tell your address, bro. No, please, not those times.
Like 2-8. No, I'm playing off. You can definitely find me on everything. YouTube, Twitter, IGS, X, Hey Charlie X.
Wonderful. And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at iChristine. It's AYCHRISTENE. And then on YouTube, iChristine, and also iChristine Games. You can find this podcast on wherever you can listen to podcasts. We're at Spotify, Apple Podcasts. There's a couple other ones that you'll find us if you have it. I don't know the names for. But hit us up on social media. Let us know what you think of the episode. Oh, on Apple or anywhere you can rate, please rate the podcast. Let us know what you think. Leave comments, stuff like that. Thanks so much for coming out, guys. This is fun.
Very fun.
You have now left Party Chat.